Thank you very much, Gary. Our scripture for today comes from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, reading from the second chapter, verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost had come and they were all gathered in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared above them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. May God bless this reading, hearing, and understanding of this, His holy word. Amen. So this is Pentecost. This is traditionally the day that we say that the Church of Jesus Christ was actually born or came into existence. And I think the reason that we say that is because the final part of the church had been delivered, the Holy Spirit. They had Jesus' teachings. They had the commandment to go out into the whole world, baptizing, spreading the good news, and making disciples of all people. And then the Holy Spirit came to give comfort, to give guidance, to guide the church, to guide the disciples and the other believers there, to guide the people that came to know the good news of Jesus Christ, and to inform and comfort the church leaders that have come to be in the last 2023 or so years. So it's the receiving of the Spirit, again, that was that last piece that was missing. And it is available to all of us. All we have to do is listen for the still small voice within ourselves, to listen to the nudgings and the whispers in our ears, to understand what God would have us do on this earth. And let me tell you, sometimes you gotta shut up in order to hear. When we are silent is when God talks to us the loudest and the clearest. And we just have to trust in Him and have the courage to do what is asked of us by Him. Now, one of the ways that we celebrate also this coming of the Spirit is through the sacraments of the church. We celebrate it with communion. We celebrate it during weddings, during funerals, and we celebrate it during the sacrament of baptism. It's not the baptism itself necessarily that is the important thing. The important thing is, by being baptized, you're saying, I want to be a part of the church, and I want to receive the Holy Spirit. Now, different churches, different denominations do baptism in different ways. What do the Methodists do? I forget. Glenn. Yeah. So the Methodist Church really, practices the three main forms. One of which is infant baptism. Well, it's not always infant, where the pastor soaks his hand in holy water, puts it on top of usually the baby, and baptizes them. Other denominations, the person has their head over a bowl, and there's a jug, and it gets poured over the top of their heads. And then there's baptism by immersion, which is what we, as disciples of Christ, practice. Now, the interesting thing, at least for me, maybe not for you, is being baptized by immersion, there's a little symbolism to it. When the person getting baptized, they're dunked, for lack of a better word, they are dunked into the water and then brought back up. The symbolism there is that this person is dying to themselves. They are participating in the death of Jesus, if you will. And the rising back up is them rising like Christ and making the confession, so to speak, that they do want to be part of the church. So, I'm going to talk about this a little bit more during the baptism service, but I want you to start recalling, if you can, the date of your baptism. Or if you were sprinkled as a child, I want you to remember when you made your official confession of faith. And I'm going to suggest that you call that day your birthday, because that's the day that you died to yourself. The old has passed away. Behold, the new. And you rose to be a new creature in Jesus Christ. Amen.